mean, I know it's a fired up, but I just don't have the... I'm not as angry as I usually am, Wayne. How about you, man?
I'm depressed, man.
I'm a little sad too. I hear it in your voice, Wayne. You sound like you're breaking up right now. What's wrong?
I cannot. It's a heartbreaking, man. It's so upsetting. What's going on?
I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm disappointed and upset and sad at the same time.
I am disgusted. I ain't been this sad
since Batman and Robin. I haven't been this sad since that day.
Yeah. I've been this sad since I watched that fucking Dawn of Justice trial.
Oh, that was more angry than sad, but
it started off as sadness, then turned into anger. Yeah, the rage.
Wayne, it's just Cody, man.
Cody Williams.
Well, why won't he do this for little Annabelle?
Because he's a cunt, right?
Little Annabelle, Wayne. Little Annabelle took the time. You told me she wrote you a letter. She wrote me a letter too, and
she joined the site as well. She's a huge fan. I told you she's real.
People love her too. Like every time she leaves a comment, somebody else comments like, "Wow, what a fucking dick you are, Cody." I'm just like, Cody, little sweet little Annabelle, like Wayne said, little sweet Ann from the 5 minute run. The sweet little Annabelle here. She wrote you a letter in paper and shipped it to you. She stamped it and mailed it to him.
It was touching. I was moved.
You were crying like your heart out in there. Oh. I saw that. You was crying tears forever.
I was crying tears like a Japanese anime character, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck knows how that happened.
We got two different... She sent us both, Wayne and me, emails. And they're long, but... My God, what did you say in the 5 minute run? They brought heart. They got a lot of heart right there. With it. It was a lot of heart in there. I mean, this little girl, she really opened up to us. And you know, we felt like it was just in our best duty because Cody's such a bastard and he won't do it. That we just had to dedicate this fired up to sweet little Annabelle.
This is a fired up. It's a sad fired up, man.
I feel like calling it crying it up. I wish we was in the same room together so we could hold
crying it up.
Crying it up, that's right. Crying it up.
Well, firing it down.
Monster. You a monster.
Bastard, Cody. You broke it, our spirit.
I mean, if it was anybody else on the side, I could understand, but it's little Annabelle. Wait, little Annabelle.
This is why I told you never trust a Jew.
You're right. You can never trust Jew. Oh, God.
Especially one that's been adopted, all right? Adopted Jew are the worst.
Oh, God. I really have cried. I brought tears to my eye. You know what? I think I'm going to read my letter first.
Oh, please. I can't. I've not heard your letter from Annabelle. Little Annabelle.
Annabelle.
Oh, please. I can't.
Not even the crow could cheer me up right now.
He'd do it for Little Annabelle. He's dead.
Yeah, he would, but he's dead, Wayne. He would.
Brandon Lee. Rest in peace.
Brandon Lee.
Brother.
this is the first time you'll ever see Wayne in the Flower War crying.
I don't like this so joke. Crying it up.
Fucking Cody, man. I tell you, man. Fuck you, Cody. But you know what? I'm going to read mine because I know yours is more touching and it might break you down if you read yours.
No, it's good. It break me. I'm just looking at one word and break me down.
Oh, God. All right, well, mine says, "Dear Phenomenal One, my name is Annabelle." Oh. Sweet little.
What a sweet little name shit. That is.
Yeah, sweet little Annabelle. Hold on, I gotta do this because I have the courage to read this, so I have to do it.
Keep going.
Okay, I'm sorry. So my name is Annabelle, and I'm writing you because Cody won't respond to me.
Bastard.
You fucking bastard! Oh, God.
Pig! Fucking pig!
What a pig, man. And I thought we were monsters. I thought we were the monsters.
People stayed away from pig. Pork.
But she goes on and says, "Why is he so heartless?" I don't know, Annabelle. I don't know. But she's... Oh, Wayne, this is going to break your heart. She says, "It's the season of Christmas.
It is!
The holiday cheers." I can't read this. It's breaking my heart. She says, says the holiday cheers, and I've asked only for one small thing, and that's for him and Zeta to do a throwback Tuesday together.
Well, that's what we all want.
We all been asking for.
Where's God? God doesn't exist. God.
Brandon Lee!
God, rest in peace.
He says, okay, it would make my holiday complete if this could happen. He keeps talking about sanity, but it just sounds like he's a coward. Now, he is a coward.
So right.
So, such a coward. She said, what exactly is he afraid of? I know that Z knocked him out in UFC Undisputed, so I can see fear in that. Yeah, maybe she has a point, Wayne. Z did knock him out.
Exactly, his pro debut.
That's right.
Pulled a Ronda, got knocked out worse than Ronda Rousey.
She says, or is he afraid of Z out hosting him? That could be one.
True, could be.
Or is he afraid to find out he might be the Tommy of the site, just exchange the weed for alcohol, and you got the same person. Oh, that's even sadder.
You've been coming, Tommy. I can't talk about
it. She said exchange the alcohol and weed, and it's the same person. Oh.
You're a Tata Ninja Turtle, Cody.
Hold on, wait, let me just finish. Oh, God. Hold on. Okay, where's my tissue? Okay. Sorry, I got tears in the eye, Wayne. Oh, this is sad. Oh.
It says, crying either way,
I know, Wayne. I wish I was there to hold you. I know. It says, either way, I think the show swap is a good idea, Mr. Phenomenal. Oh, Annabelle, you don't have to call me Mr. You can call me just P1. Don't be so... she's such a sweet little girl, Wayne. Why would Cody go back? Calm down. Such a sweet little girl. She said, Z and Cody are my favorite. And I would love to see them paired up for a show. Oh. She's asking for just this little thing, Wayne.
That's it. She's not asking for toys or money or a cure for a disease. She's just asking for a bit of fun. A great show.
She's asked for a show. How could you not deliver this? But she goes on and says, but I guess Cody don't love us bastards as he tried to claim. Cody, you motherfucker.
That's true.
Why I'm writing you, Mr. Phenomenal One. You don't have to call me Mr. Just P1 is fine with you, Miss Annabelle. Miss Annabelle, please. I respect you a lot. But she said, could you and Wayne possibly do a fire it up for me and explain to me why Cody doesn't love me? Why he doesn't love us?
That's why we're here.
Why Cody doesn't love me? Why he doesn't love us? Why he doesn't love the fans? I'm a 7-year-old girl with not a lot to expect this Christmas and really just wanting only this one thing. Thank you, Mr. Phenomenal One, Annabelle.
It gets me right here.
What did you say that father? It does me right here. It
gets me right here. It's putting me heart. Chest. Beautiful. That's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Little Annabelle, we all love you. We all love you.
Everybody loves you, except for Cody, Annabelle.
Exactly. It's amazing for a 7-year-old. She's got great writing dialect. But, very intelligent.
Very intelligent for a little girl. Because, Wayne, she knows the true meaning of Christmas. She, like you said, she's not asking for toys, not asking for gifts.
Who doesn't celebrate Christmas? The Jewish people, Cody.
You know nothing about the Christmas spirit, you know. And here's the thing: as soon as I read the first sentence, I was on Amazon. I was like, I'm gonna send this girl a bunch of toys and stuff. And then she said, I don't even want any of that stuff. I was like,
there's nothing we can do. We can't do anything to help her. It's only Cody.
I know, and that's what's so sad about it too, is because we can't help. Me and you, like, I can't pretend that I'm Cody, and you can't pretend you're him neither. And plus, it would be cheating her if we did that. Little Annabelle.
You sound like Mo. Little Annabelle.
Little Annabelle, baby brother? Baby sister?
Baby sister.
Annabelle, you my baby sister?
It's so devastating. It's really, they're devastating.
I'm glad you got Jamie in your life, Wayne, to keep you warm tonight.
When I got that letter, Jamie found me in the bath, curled up, crying my eyes out. She's like, "What's wrong? I had a letter. Look, let's read it."
And she read it, and I heard what you told me. She was crying too.
She was crying, bugging. She's like, "What's wrong with Cody? I knew he was a bastard, but I didn't think he was this big of a bastard."
Oh, Wayne, you got your letter. I've got my letter.
This tells the tragic story of Annabelle. Oh. She opened up about her life, and
it's
devastating.
Read it to me.
Okay. She just teardresses this to the whole movie spoilers crew and family. She considers family.
We are family.
Okay. Wayne, thank you very much for reading your letter on the 5-minute rush. It was nice to know people still care about a poor little sick girl in the last few months of their life. She only got a few months, man. I know. My dreams are now shattered, and I feel these months to live have now turned into weeks because of Cody's harsh words breaking my spirit to fight on longer.
Cody, you're a bastard.
This is heartbreaking. If Cody was aware of the pain I suffered daily from life after day, and the fact that these past few months have been devastating. Maybe if he understood, he would grant my final wish to see him and Z on a throwback Tuesday together.
You made me cry even harder.
This is where it breaks me down. This is the tragic events that have taken place in this little girl's life, little Annabelle.
I'll call you a bastard. You're a fucking monster.
5 years ago, I lost my parents in a tragic bull rodeo accident. A bull rodeo accident. How is that even possible? Lost both her parents. Then she goes on to say I was raised by my auntie who took me in, but tragically passed away when she was mistaken for a moose in a hunting accident. And she was shot several times, Mr. P1. It's heartbreaking. And what's even worse, they never recovered her auntie's head, as the hunter claimed it for a trophy.
Don't tell me this.
It was around this time I was diagnosed with my horrible illness, which I will not go into detail because I do not want to break your hearts anymore of what it is. Oh, God.
I got me tissues.
I'm okay. The only family I hadn't left was my older sister, Charlotte. Charlotte and Annabelle. This is the sweetest names you ever had. Who sadly passed away several weeks ago when a piano was dropped on her head.
God. It's like the most way to die.
Little Annabelle even says, her sister Charlotte, who was a passionate music player, how did she know that her one love would kill her?
That's irony for you, Wayne. That's the saddest irony I've ever heard. Her passion was music, and music killed her. And little Annabelle's passion is just to hear this show that Cody won't do. He's going to kill her.
This is where it's heartbreaking, because after this happened, it's when I found the Movie Spoilers podcast site and fell in love with my two heroes, Cody Williams and Z. This is heartbreaking. Z's monotone, boring voice helps me relax and forget about my terrible pain. Cody's sexual, sensual voice gives me hope that one day they might find a cure for my disease. I now know my dreams of these two juggernauts of the Movie Spoilers podcast will not come true. But Wayne and P1, thank you for your support for making my dream come true. Love most, your most loyal fan, Annabelle. It gets me so down. Read that, man. It's trying to get me. I'm getting a bit angry now.
I know you hate this, but I'm proud of you, man, for reading that. The fact that you was able to read all that, man, I am so proud of you, Wade. I thought you were fun. Cody,
you're a boss.
You're a monster.
You're a demon.
You're a fucking bastard. You're a toothless looking motherfucker is what you are.
Drunken alcoholic.
Disrespect. Disrespect.
Sex addict.
You know what? Wait, it was called the crying it up, but
no. You feel that fire burn inside your stomach now?
The fire's burning now, whatever. I feel the need to. What is it, Wayne?
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it. Fire! That's feeling a lot better.
You old black bastard, you.
Oh, you. You are the dark heart of the site, Mr. Cody Williams.
Fucking coward, you black sheep son of a bitch.
You know what? You're not only a coward to do a show with Z for Annabelle, you're meant to be doing a written show about drinking and what movies to go with. You can't even get that right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can't even do the writing.
You can't even write.
Man, you are a poor excuse for a host, and I hope you die. I hope you burn in hell. I hope you do die.
I hope people...
On little Annabelle's grave, I hope they bury you right next to her.
When is that poll up to? Who's the best host?
That poll ends December 27th, people.
Great. Go out there, people. Vote for your man Z. Alright? Because when I think about this, right, Z's the only one who can win. Yeah, I'm an Aussie bastard, so no one likes me. You know, Cody, we don't even need to say what he is. He's a fucking asshole.
He's a fucking cunt. That's what he is. And then go ahead and say, he's a fucking cunt. I can't believe this man. This man sits up here talking about you later, your beautiful bastards and all your bullshit you want to say.
He
don't care about the people. The people. The people. He don't care about them.
Z has to win that thing, because no one else is going to win it. Yeah, Luke's fucking an Australian lunatic, and yeah, Sammy's a fucking Indian whore. So, what difference? Someone's going to lose.
You know what? I never thought I'd say this. I give more credit to Z than Cody.
He's there. He turns up and does his job. Not all the time, but most of the time.
As crappy as his movies are, he keeps making them. He never gives up. He's not a coward like Cody. He doesn't give up. He keeps fighting the good fight, Wayne.
That's right. Yeah, he realized that his film isn't that great, which personally I think it's a masterpiece. You know it's a masterpiece.
Mm-hmm. But you might want to take some cyanide pills.
Nothing wrong with a little cyanide. Yeah, it helps.
Yeah, especially if you watch that movie. You're going to need some fucking pills to fucking overdose on.
But Mr. Cody, seriously, man, you're letting the people down. You're letting your brother, Mr. P1, phenomenal one, you're letting him down by not doing anything.
And what's his weak-ass excuse? Oh, I got to keep my sanity. You don't know my sanity. Nigga, you ain't got no sanity.
Man, you're like Man of Steel. There ain't no sanity with that.
Yeah, you work on movie spoilers. Ain't no fucking sanity in this bitch shit. What the hell? Sanity. Ain't no fucking sanity.
When was the last time you heard sanity and Wayne in the same sentence? It doesn't exist.
When have you ever heard sanity on this goddamn site? What kind of lazy ass excuse for that? Like Rodrigo said, you ain't doing shit else. Get up off your lazy ass and do it.
It's sad when the feminist leader has more courage than you, Cody. Alright?
That's true.
At least she says what she feels and does it. And you know what? She might be an all right cunt, but don't matter. She's got more balls than you, Cody. I think you've lost your balls.
He doesn't have any balls anymore, Wayne, because, you know, he came out the closet the other day, so...
I question, does he truly have secret love interest in Z, and that's why he's afraid to commit to doing a show to him?
You're not the first to say that. You're not the first. I think that's why. I think the reason why he won't do this is because he's in love with Z, and he thinks that this show would just push him over the boundaries to fall in deeper in love with Z. I think deep down in Cody's little black ugly ass heart, that's right. I said to people, fuck that guy. That guy's a monster. I can't believe he would do this little sweet Annabelle. But I think deep down in his little black monstrous heart, He respects Z.
I think he respects Z too much. I think he really, really, really respects him. I really likes him. I honestly think he realizes if I'm on the show with Z, I'm going to look bad because Z's going to be the one stealing all the great comments and all the great feedback. So I think he's afraid. He's afraid of being. He's afraid of being second best. Well, but you already are, man. You are second best. Everyone's second best to Z. He's the best host we got on this site.
Next to me, yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go.
next to me, yeah.
But it's a close contest, okay? It's close.
Yeah. We'll see about that. He'll always be second best to me. That's a fact. That's because I believe in one thing, Wang. The people.
Exactly. You will do anything for the fans and for the people out there.
And even Z on Last Throwback Tuesday, when Sammy told him about this idea, he was just like, that sounds like a cool idea. I would do that. Well, you saw the enthusiasm in his voice.
He was ready. Normally he's this boring monotone, boring motherfucker, but he had some life in him when he heard that.
Yeah, he was like, hold on, me and Cody won. Wow,
that's an idea. That's like something I can get behind.
Cody doesn't do shit, but yet Z is excited to work with him.
Exactly. Zig's a busy man, too. He's making films and being a big-time director.
8 months, yeah.
Yeah, 8 months editing. Whatever.
Gotta edit for 8 months, yeah.
How the fuck do you edit a movie for 8 months?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you realize, too, you could only buy now Nine Living Dead for the next couple of weeks. They're stopping selling it.
Oh.
High demand. Must be selling out.
It must be selling out. Ever since we did the Z Day, just been selling like hotcakes now.
Yeah, what? I actually wonder, do we help the sales of that shit? I truly wonder that.
Is that a question, Wayne? You know we did. Come on now.
I know, but he ain't thanking us for that.
I know. He said he ignored Z Day. And you know what? I don't blame him for ignoring it too, because Cody's not showing him the respect to joining him on this show, so why should he respect that Z Day?
No, you want some courage. Listen to this. Z's boss, this is on Facebook, right? He posts on Facebook, Z's boss, this is fucking courage, ordered new blood rising from Amazon for Christmas presents. He ordered 5 DVDs of new blood rising for Christmas presents. That's courage.
Wow. That's some courage. Cody, where is your balls at, man? Where is your balls at?
Who the fuck would order new fucking Jesus shit?
Christ, why on Amazon?
I was going to say, that shit's on Amazon? Fuck.
you can download that shit on the web. YouTube can download that shit.
Yeah, I've managed to find it on several sites.
Jesus Christ, Cody, man. You disappointed. Yeah, Wayne was right. You disappointed me. I thought you had heart. I thought you had something. I thought you cared about the people. You don't have any of that.
You know, it's sad because I think Cody Williams is a talented motherfucker. He's a very talented guy.
I don't think so no more.
Nah, well, he ain't using the talent. He ain't using it, man. What's he doing with it besides drinking?
That's right. He hasn't really done anything in the past how many months now?
Oh, God. Within months, I don't think he's done since he's been on the site.
Yeah, you're probably right now. He's not done anything.
You admit...
What did someone say on Throwback Tuesday? He's just being my lackey. That's all.
Yeah, he's being your Tommy.
Yeah, that's all. It's like, I don't want a Tommy. I really don't. I don't need a Tommy. I don't want one.
You certainly don't want a Tommy.
You're right, Annabelle. You just exchanged the alcohol for weed, and I got a Tommy, basically, right?
Oh my God, that's devastating hearing that, because I never thought I'd see the... Well, then again, he did go over to meet with him. So it makes him a traitor as well. So you're a traitorous coward.
Fucking traitor. Yeah, fuck you, Cody. You traitor ass motherfucker.
You're a traitorous coward.
This nigga, this old fucking knee skin ass nigga right here, shit. This motherfucker took his ass over there to fucking Texas to hang out with the enemies.
Yeah, he's a spy. He must be a fucking spy.
He's a fucking traitor is what he is. That's
what he is. He is Corey's spy. How many times do reviews that you've done? And then Corey says the same shit.
Oh my God, you're right.
Think of that shit. And the topics we've had are not worth a kick in the ass. What's on Double Toast to the next day? Our shit. copy.
That's right. He's a fucking double agent. He's like Justin Timberlake, a double agent.
He's Tom Hanks in that Bridge of Spies.
Oh, son of a bitch. I never thought about that. Well, you're right. That fucking...
All come together now.
I used to be able to see the ocean in his eyes.
Oh, no, the ocean's gone.
I can't see no ocean no more.
Nah, the ocean's... It's vanished. It's surrounded by tequila.
Oh, he don't drink tequila, remember? He don't even drink no more. Look at that. He's a pussy now. He's a fucking pussy
what
now.
What do you mean, I drink? Have you seen his Instagram? It's all just bottle. I'm surprised he doesn't get out of bed and just glass bottles everywhere.
That's because, you know, he can't even drink tequila no more. How did he become a pussy, Wayne?
Oh, he will.
He has no courage.
He will be drinking some tequila, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, go make his ass drink it.
I reckon him and Z should do a show, and they should review From Dusk Till Dawn while drinking tequila.
Yeah, you know what? Selma Hayek should be putting her foot in his mouth too, and drinking it.
He ain't man enough to deal with Selma Hayek.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's right. He's not man enough to handle that, though. Not man. You gotta have some cojones for that, you know? Yeah,
and that's sad, because when you think of it, fucking bloody, Adam Sandler was man enough to be with her for 2 movies, but you're not man enough to be with her for even 1 scene.
He'd probably say, I would prefer if it was a Z's foot down my mouth.
Okay.
That's how it would be, yeah.
My God, they should reenact that scene.
They should reenact that scene. I think Z and Cody can make a lot of great moments together, and they don't even know it.
Oh, they could reenact the end of Rocky and Adrian. One could be Adrian, one could be Rocky. It'd be a beautiful scene, hugging each other and crying.
No, they could do it even better than that. It'd be Creed. There you go. In the Creed, a black man, a white man standing on the top of some staircase. Yeah, I'd love to see Z and Cody on the top of a staircase hugging each other.
No, I don't want to see Z as Rocky. Thank you very much. Fuck that shit.
That would be a beautiful thing. Thank you very much.
Helping him carry him up the stairs. Oh, come on, man.
I can see it now. Z could be Tom Hardy and Cody could be Nicholas Holt, Mad Max. There you go. He'd be his war boy.
Oh, they could be a warrior. They could be brothers hugging each other at the end.
Cody can be Z's war boy.
Oh, God.
And you know that's what he want to be because he came out of the closet the other day anyway. So, come on.
You know what? I think I did mention this to you when Jamie and one of her work colleagues actually thought that Cody was gay when they first saw his video with the Sex and the City thing. They actually did thought he was gay. And I found it hilarious because I actually thought that, oh, Cody's, you know, good with women, he's very slick, and, you know, but no, you know what? I've got a feeling maybe he is a bit queer.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm with you right there, Wayne.
That's why he doesn't record with Chad, because Chad's a fucking handsome man, you know.
That's because he's checking out Chad. Or that's the thing. Well, you remember when he sent us on Instagram in that group message, or when he said, "Come out me."
Oh yeah, and he did. He said he wanted to come out. Well, okay.
Yeah, he said he wanted to come out. He said fans love that mystery shit and fucking with me in general.
And to prove, I'll post that on this segment here. I'll post the photo of that comment. Come out me,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it says. And you know I can give a fuck less about polls nowadays. See, look, he don't care about the people, Wayne.
He don't care about you. He don't care about me. He don't care about the people.
Yeah, the people is what's important. Then he says, come out me.
Come out, okay. Well, there you go, people. He's come out the closet. Cody Williams is gay.
Gay Jew man.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't see that every day, right? Oh, wow.
God,
you know, I just want to make this rant clear. This is not a bash against the homosexual community or whatever stuff. We have no problems with them.
We are proud of gay people. We have them on the site.
We're very proud of them, too. We got flaming gays on here. We love them. Shit. I sometimes will sleep with a man, and even I'm not gay yet, but still, you know, hey, fuck it. If they look good, I do it. You know,
hey, as long as I got a clean little anus, it's all good. Nothing wrong with that.
As long as I got a hole, I don't really care. You know,
ear, mouth, eye, and...
ear, nose, whatever. Wherever I gotta shoot it up, man. As long as I get up in there, clean your teeth with my dick, and just wipe that motherfucker. Just,
yeah, it's good for whitening your teeth.
Yeah, exactly. I'll blacken your teeth with mine. And Cody, you know, I'm proud of you for coming out of the closet, but at the same time, I'm still disgusted with you that you're still a coward and it took you this long to come out the closet.
But maybe this is the beginning of his courage.
That's okay. He has no courage. If he had courage, he even told me, he said he will never, ever do that show. Never. He says, I don't even know why people keep asking, but it will never get done. Never.
Well, then he doesn't care about the people. It's only like an hour of your life, man. That's it.
Could be even less than that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done shows with CJ on The Darkness, and that show was terrible.
Yeah, I saw that comment.
That show was awful. That show was just soul-sucking boredom. I mean, Jesus Christ. Oh my God. I never seen such a boring-ass show in my life with him. I was like, oh.
That's up? Courage. But that's courage to do that. So maybe he just lost the courage after. We need to help find his... We need to take him to the wonderful Wizard of Oz. Get him his courage back, I think.
Oh, then he can meet the Cowardly Lion, and then he can understand where it really comes from.
They can relate. No, he's... I just realized Cody is actually all three of them. He has no courage. He has no courage. He has no heart like the Tin Man.
Oh, that's right.
And he has no fucking brain like the Scarecrow. Because
if he had brain, he would be embracing the people wanting him to do more.
Yeah. See? He is all three of them put together.
He's a fucking cunt, actually, then.
Yeah, and he's kind of a bit... And you know what? He's a little bit like Dorothy, because he's a woman in a man's body who just is breaking to get out.
I thought he was going to say because they both got vaginas, but...
Oh, okay. Well, that too. And he's like Toto, because he's a dog.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, shit, he's like that little dog. Oh, yeah, he is the dog. He's Toto.
All the characters.
How about this? I'll be Dorothy. He can be Toto. He just follows me around.
just follows you around, doesn't he? Yeah. There you go. Perfect.
Once in a while, you just explode.
What? I was just talking to myself.
You just explode when you don't let that courage out. You don't let it out, you explode.
Talking about courage at a time like this, we're not going to be talking about the creeper.
That's right.
All people I'm ever talking about a fellow co-host, Cody Williams, a man who seems
to be lacking
courage. Mr. Cody Williams lacks more courage than the
cowardly
lion.
That's right, Wayne.
You little bastard, they might be wondering why am I picking on poor little Cody.
God, he ain't poor little. No, fuck him. Got no balls.
That's true.
Sammy said the N-word not too long ago, and Cody's like, I could never say that. I was like, wow, you, where are your balls at, Cody?
What, the word no? What?
Yeah, well, he said that all the time. You know, I think he told that the first time he got raped.
No, he said yes to that. That was a bit different.
He said no first, but...
Oh, yeah, and then he lied. Warmed up to it. Warmed up to the idea.
Yeah, he had warmed up to it. Yeah, exactly, because, you know, the idea of it was bad, but then, yeah, and that's when that was the story of how he came out of the closet. Yeah.
Well, he's out of the closet now. He just said, come at me, bro. Right,
come at me. Come out me. Yeah, come at me. Basically, what he wanted to say to people was, come eat me. Yeah.
Yeah, that was in the next sentence. We just kind of tuned out after that.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah, we just kind of tuned out because we got kind of confused. He was like, wait, what? What did he just tell us? Come out, come eat me. Oh, okay. Like, oh, you have a dick, not a vagina. That's how we found out he had no balls.
That is true. I mean, that was a secret on that 5-minute rush. I kind of found out this kind of... Yeah, and little Annabelle, when she contacted me on that, it started all this. It started this tidal wave.
That is true.
It's definitely true.
Everybody's asking for it.
Bill Nye.
Cock. Bill Cody. Take it on the chin. You lack it. Fire it up.
Fire it up.
Motivate you. I'm trying to give me that power.
If this doesn't get him ready, nothing will. If this doesn't inspire him.
It is going to be a nightmare. But the fans want it, the polls. You know, we don't even have to do a poll.
No.
No, just let... Oh, here it goes. Oh, God.
So that was a little...
Listen, you little fuckwit. Listen, you fucking black bastard.
Oh, beautiful.
What a sweet little name.
Might be a little
old music, so you might have to pass up this one, okay? Why does Tony not love us? All these fans.
Cody, you son of a bitch.
Devastating. It just breaks my heart hearing this.
Christmas. It's awesome. A throwback Tuesday show with Z and Cody. Today I'm a favorite.
Oh, my God, that broke my heart. Oh, Wayne, I can see the
pain. Oh, Christ.
Fans are spoken. Yeah, go away then.
Yeah. That's true.
Raise your voices.
Raise your armies.
And fire it up, goddamn it.
I wasn't drinking either.
Oh, this is the sweetest thing I've ever heard, Wayne.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
Fucking Cody, you fucking little prick-ass bastard. You know, I always knew he was a douchebag. Yeah, I didn't know he was this bad of a douchebag.
The thing is, hearing that without singing, it makes me realize how fucking crazy I do sound.
You do sound kind of crazy, Wayne, but you know why? You were speaking from the heart, that's why.
That was all hot. All hot. All true.
All truthful heartness. Yeah.
I'm going to... you wait till Annabelle appears in person. I'm going to fly her over and meet her.
You know what? I don't think I have the I'm going to lie. I don't think I have the courage to see her in a hospital bed. I know.
Well, neither is Cody.
Cody don't even have the courage to do a fucking show for her. I mean, Jesus Christ. This is her fucking dying wish.
And people might be thinking we're making this up. This is all true. Oh, this is true with Annabelle.
Yeah. That's right. She lives in New York.
Yeah.
Look it
up. Yeah, she's on the site. She's messaging.
Mm-hmm.
She's got nothing else. She lost all her family. She's got no one looking up.
She wrote us letters. Yeah. There's true letters right here. I got emails right here.
Yeah, it's people. We can tell them to raise their voices, raise the armies to help.
Yeah.
But it ain't going to happen because we know it only comes down to one man to change this, and that's Cody Williams.
How can we tell people to be the voice of the voiceless when one of our voices is a little bitch?
Well, he hasn't got a voice because he can't speak up. It's like a little mouse in the corner just whispering, just gets fire in you, man.
So I guess it is like Tommy. Instead of a joint, it's a bottle in his mouth that's preventing him from talking.
If that doesn't inspire him, if that doesn't give him the courage when you're being recalled Tommy McGrew, then something's you're gone, man. You're finished.
You gotta get your ass sacked in, I guess, right? I mean, Jesus Christ, yeah. That don't motivate. Like Wayne says, trying to give you the power. If that don't give you the power. The motivation, I don't know what will.
I honestly thought that 5-minute rush would have inspired him to do it, but it didn't. He's just sitting back going, you know what, I just don't want to do it. I'm just done.
Little Annabelle sitting on her deathbed and shit like that, and he's still talking about, no, my sanity. No, I gotta
she
keep
even
my
said the months. She has months to leave it, and she feels like it's weeks now because he just doesn't care.
He's slowly killing her, Wayne. Slowly killing her. I don't appreciate this. This is terrible. It's not every day we get a listener that wants us to do something like that for them that we would actually do it because we really don't give a fuck sometimes. But
maybe the show might be the cure for her. What about that?
Oh, what if it is, Wayne? I didn't even think about that. What if that show is the cure?
It could be. I mean, that could be the thing that saves her life, Cody. I know you're not listening, because I know you're too coward to listen to this as well.
Yeah, you're a fucking pussy, so yeah.
I take all criticism on the chin, I embrace it, I take it into my heart, and I do what needs to be done to fix my problems. And I've got a shitload of them, trust me. I'm a walking problem.
Yeah, and that's why people love Wayne, though, because they know he can't be fixed. But you, Cody, you know... It's something about these young people, Wayne. I just don't get them. You know, this dude, he's the youngest on the site here or whatever, and I find out that, yeah, the young people today are just cowards. I really can't have no respect for them, right, with their crazy-ass music and stuff like that they love.
Yeah, because they want everything for the young people today. It's all about, I want it now. I need it now. You know, I to watch a movie, I just download it. There it is. Back in my day, you had to go and rent the movie. but now it's everything's on demand. They're selfish.
That's Cody's problem, Wayne.
Selfishness.
Coward. Selfish prick-ass bastard is what he is. I can't believe this. This is a guy that we thought we respected and knew, but I wouldn't piss on him to put his fire out if I would.
No, I would. I would drink a liter of gasoline first, then piss, so it ignited the fire. Because we love the word fire.
We love fire. You know what? Next he's going to tell us he hates the Crow.
He does that. I stab him. I stab him in the face with a toothpick. You know multiple what? Times.
I think I need to stab him with a fucking bird, so I need to buy a bird, one of them taxidermist birds, and I just stab him with that fucking bird, just keep plucking his ass. He's going to tell somebody. He's going to say, I can see it now. Next comic going to be, The Crow is one of the worst movies he's ever seen.
You know, I can see it. In some ways, I connect him to Skank. Skank's a coward, just like Cody.
That is true, actually. Yeah. You know, I bet Cody would sell one of us out in a heartbeat if he
would.
Ever caught him.
You think, bird's gonna kill my ass next? Oh, the ghost's gonna kill my ass next? It's like, I'm gonna record a show with Z. Oh, I'm afraid of fucking. Come on.
He probably already did that to those fuckwits in Texas.
Cody's too busy banging away with Tommy.
Yeah, and too afraid to bang away with Z.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
It's this is honestly tragic. It's tragic.
This is probably the saddest day in movie spoilers history. This is
not just movie spoilers. This is the saddest day in recent history. You know,
this is like 9/11 sad right here.
More so. You know, those people, they died. It was tragic, but their life was cut short. No more pain for them. You know, it's tragic what happened to them. But Dana Bell's living day to day in pain, and we are too, because we want to hear this show.
You know, the thing about that, too, is unlike 9/11, we have the cure for this, but Cody is too selfish to give the cure.
Quite right. It's just, mate, all you're asking is for a little bit of your time. A little bit. A little Annabelle.
Little Annabelle. That's all she wants, man. Just a little bit of his time, and he can't even give her that. Yeah, it's the saddest day in history.
Because of his sanity, which you don't have anyway.
You know, we can't trust him now, right, Ray? We have to put him out of his misery.
Yeah, man. Yeah, oh, like old Yeller who would take him out in the back and just shoot him.
Yeah, like old Yeller. We can do it like that. I prefer it that way, actually. Actually, we didn't have to take him in the back and just shoot him in the front real quick.
Yeah, just stab him with one of these bottles.
Shoot him in the balls first and see if they're there. See if he flinches or anything like that. Shoot him there.
We should have really brought him on this episode.
We should just give him a call and just bring him on or whatever, but I don't want that pussy on my show.
Do you think he would even answer? I don't reckon he would.
No, because he's a coward. Yeah. Not a cowardly lion. Because yeah. He would start jumping and be like, why is that ringing? What's going on? He'd be a coward. No, he's a coward.
I could so see him. You know, he should have been the new... What, you know, there's a big uproar about The Wiz, how all the black actors and all this kind of bullshit. I reckon they should have cast him as the cowardly lion. He would have fit in perfectly.
He should have been Batman in that Dawn of Justice trailer. Two big-ass pussies. There you go.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been perfect. Yeah, I can see Cody covering up now.
Covering up behind a woman. Yeah, behind. Yeah, that'd be perfect. It's Cody Williams right there. Batman is the new Cody.
That's why he Snapchats with Sammy. He hides behind her. Yeah. He's a coward.
Yeah, that's all I cover, Sammy. He's not interested in you. He's interested in male testicles, okay?
He's using you to get to Julian. There you go.
Oh, my God. That makes sense now. Both are untalented. You both want to have... Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, he's that's the only thing. That's why he talks to Sammy, because him and Sammy have something in common. So
that
they both
motherfucker
like
looks homeless too.
Yeah, that's the only reason why he talks to Sammy. He's using Sam. Sammy, this is a PSA message for you right now. He's using you to get to Julian.
Quite right.
Remember that. It's quite sad, actually. I expected better from him.
That is very. I feel sad for Sammy because I think Sammy thought she had a chance with him, but you all know he's not. He's not playing on the right side there.
No, Sammy, he's playing for some juggling, some balls.
Yeah, with his mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah, no hand action?
Yeah, no, he don't need no hands. No, he's had practice. No, he ain't no practice. Come on, cowards don't have to have practice. They know what to do.
Yeah, and I want all the people out there, I want you all to leave your feedback. I want thousands of comments saying, just all you have to say is, Cody, grow some balls. That's it. That's all I want to hear.
Like Wayne said in the 5-minute rush. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even fucking brunch in between, whatever, and snacks in there. I want you to message him. I want you to leave comments. I want
while
you to tell
sleeping.
Him how much of a coward a pussy he is. I want you to comment on this show. I want you to comment at the fire it up.
Damn straight, fire it up.
Yeah, fire it up on Cody. I want to hear your feedback, people. I want you to vote for Cody on the polling. I want you to vote for him so he can win that polling, and I can buy him a prize, and the prize will be like a little bracelet that says courage on it. Got to give him his courage somehow. you know what? No, I take that back because he might think that's feminine and be like, oh, I like this actually.
Oh, that looks pretty.
Yeah, he's like, this looks pretty. Wow. I'm going to shove this up my vagina later.
Well, even that, you're going away, right? How long you traveling the world for?
About a week and a half.
So people, by the stage you get back, I want this to be a full-done conclusion. I want him ready to do a show with Z.
Oh, that's true. That's right, yeah. And you know the best thing about when I come back, too? By the time I come back, another not worth a kick in the ass will be up. And I'm sure you guys would love to chime in all your comments there. And so that means before I leave, I get to have this fired up edition of reading your lovely comments about how much Cody's a fucking pussy and not a man no more. Got his mangina working down there. And then when I get back, a lovely not worth a kick in the ass about Cody growing some fucking balls.
We will be definitely doing a little research on that one.
We will be doing research. I wonder how Luke, how do you feel about this? I need to know your response about this. I know Luke is a man of the people. I know this.
Oh, God, yeah. Luke, out of all of us, I mean, even though he's the only motherfucker that doesn't use Twitter or any of this shit, he really gets to the people. And he loves them. He'll do anything for them. He always asks for apologies whenever he's done something wrong. Actually, when I've said something wrong and he just steps in and apologizes for me, because I won't, because I'm not a fucking pussy.
And you know, I bet if Annabelle asked Luke would do it.
Oh, Luke would do anything. He
that goes to show you, can't trust Cody. He won't do shit.
No, Luke would quit his job to come and do a show with Z.
I guess Cody grew his strings back now.
I haven't told you what Luke wanted to do on Christmas Day. He wanted us to watch A Night Living Dead on Christmas Day. That's courage! All right,
a horror movie on Christmas. Wow, that's so out of... Wow, that's awesome. I like Luke a lot.
Dad's courage. I mean, Dad is the ultimate courage. What's that shit on Christmas Day?
I think Cody needs to cut his strings off again. I think he's... Because he seems to be only doing shows. Oh, maybe he's trying to fuck me. I don't know. He's only been doing shows with me. I string him
all actually, over. That is true.
Yeah. No.
Oh, no. Okay. You guys, spoiling of the movies. There he is.
Huh. You know what? Maybe I have his balls and I just didn't give them back to him. I don't know. Maybe I gotta look around my place.
Maybe you are Papa Geppetto and he is your Pinocchio.
Oh, Pinocchio. No wonder his nose gets bigger like any other Jew whenever he tells a lie about his sanity and stuff like that. Oh, no wonder. No fucking wonder. I knew it. Yeah. Strings on Cody. Yeah, there you go. Might as well Photoshop Pinocchio with some strings on. Put Cody's face on there, Wayne. Might as well do that.
Yep. Might just have to do that one.
And I think that's the only way to do it because, you know, he can't do shows without me and or you on that, for that matter, or whatever. But because any other show he does with anybody else, he just can't find proper footing. He doesn't know what to do. He's a lost soul, lost cause.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's done a show with me when you didn't show for the, it was one of the Spoiling at the Movies. But I think that was once.
Yeah.
And then he's obviously did the Darkness with CJ for a while.
And that's so suck.
Yeah, so it's about time, man. About time to do it for the people. They want to hear you and Z.
Cody's a coward. He won't do it.
I don't.
I don't get it. I don't get it, Wayne. Little Annabelle don't get it. All the people don't get it. And you know what? Like I said, leave your comments. Matter of fact, I want you to bother him for the rest of his lifetime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what?
Matter of fact, I want you guys to hate him for the rest of the time he's on these shows.
I reckon the most hateful comment, I will personally get a fired up t-shirt made for you and send it to you.
I'll send you some fired up matches.
So we can really fire it up.
You can really fucking fire it up then. So yeah, there you go, people. The one with the most hateful comment about Cody. Let me know.
Well, we've got to get the one that will inspire him to do the show. That's what needs to happen.
And I don't want you to stop until he decides to do it or kills himself or quits. Either one.
All of the above. It's okay.
All of the above. That'd be awesome, too, actually, yeah.
So, killing himself while on a show with Z. That'd be awesome. People,
me and Wayne, we gotta go cry now.
Oh, anymore. We do. That has been another episode of the greatest, most unlimitless show of all time.
I don't know about you, Wayne, but you know, having two fired ups in 1 week, where one was just pure rage, and this one was just talking to the people, talking to I can't even call him a co-host now. I'm just gonna call him that guy. That's what we refer to him. That guy. Yeah, that black Jew. That guy right there. That guy. I'm not even calling him a co-host no more. I'm just gonna say that. As a matter of fact, I need to change that polling and just change it and put it by his that name.
Guy. The other guy wasn't. He, was guy. He was in that movie anyway, wasn't he?
Yeah, the perfect guy.
Perfect guy is the one. Yeah, take the perfect away from it. Then yeah, the guy.
Yeah, it's true. Cody ain't perfect. I can tell you that right now. If he was perfect, he'd get up off his lazy ass and do this, man.
Damn straight. Damn fucking straight. People, you raise your voices. Raise your armies. Tell them what you
raise
want.
Raise your matches.
Yep. You know what? I reckon people.
I'm firing it up.
People should take a photo of themselves with a cigarette lighter, a little match raised in the air, and just that's all that needs to be said. Firing it up.
You know what I want people to do? I want you to print out a photo of Cody and wipe your ass with it.
Send print out a photo of Wayne. Cody and light it on fire.
Yeah, then light it on fire. Then send it to Wayne. You can send it to Wayne's Wayne at moviesportspodcast.com. Just send it to Wayne. Don't send it to me. Wipe your ass with it and then light it on fire.
I'll take them. I'll take them all and I'll put them on the next 5-minute rush. Gun. Look at all the feedback.
Well, Wayne, I don't know about you, but it's time for us to get out of here because
that is
no
it.
Matter what we do, we can never inspire Cody because you can't inspire a bitch to change their opinion.
Yeah, like I say, a leopard doesn't change their spots and a coward doesn't grow balls overnight.
No, they don't. I think you know the reason why he's finally got in touch with his feminine side.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? We can only do so much. So people, get out there. Do what needs to be done. We've finished. We've done all we can do. We've raised our voice. We've said what needs to be said. It's up to you guys. Get him to do the fucking show.
Yep. And just remember, if you ever had to tell someone never to do a show, make sure you tell them fired up boys told me to do it.
Damn fuck.
Voice with the voice of the voiceless. And we want to hear from you. We want to hear from Cody and Z.
Damn straight. Damn fucking straight. You tell them.
You tell, I gotta go cry that way. I'm sorry. I can't take this no more. I gotta call Lil Annabelle. I gotta text her or something. I gotta send an email to Lil Annabelle or something, man. I gotta just let her know she's okay.
Alright, well let's get out of here, Mr. P1.
Fire it up, man.
Fire it up, man. Fucking fire up the will.
On Cody. Fire it up on Cody.
Fuck Cody.
Fuck Cody.